Fortunate to be here. We'd like to again thank all of you who are taking advantage of this very auspicious day, auspicious event of Lord Krishna's appearance. Kindly excuse that we don't have a mic. Somebody, I hope, is trying to fix one phase. My voice is not so strong. I'll try to get it across as much as possible. We will have our main lecture in regards to Janmashtami later this evening. This morning we are having our regular Bhagavatam class. It is very nice to see that Janmashtami is bringing so many people for Mangal Arati and Bhagavatam class. We should have Janmashtami every day. So, hearing from Bhagavatam is like hearing from Bhagavad Gita. Both are directly in relation to Lord Krishna. So especially on a day like today, it is especially auspicious to hear about the Lord, about the Lord's devotees, and this particular section of the Bhagavatam, this is from the first canto. And it just so happens, actually, the verse is in connection with Lord Krishna. The whole Bhagavatam is about Krishna. The title of this chapter is How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. So the verse is on the board. Those who can see can kindly follow. Atavasya padam bhoja makaranda liham satam kim anyair asad alapair ayusho yad asad vyayaha ಅಥವಸ್ಯ ಪದಂ ಭೋಜ ಮಕರಂದಾಲಿಹಂ ಸತಾಂ ಕಿಂ ಮನ್ಯೈರ್ ಅಸತ್ ಅಲಾಪೈರ್ ಆಯುಷೋ ಯಾರಸದ್ಯಾಯಃ ಅಥವಸ್ಯ ಪದಂ ಭೋಜ ಮಕರಂದಾಲಿಹಂ ಸತಂ ಕಿಂ ಮನ್ಯೈರ್ ಅಸತ್ ಅಲಾಪೈರ್ ಆಯುಷೋ ಯಾರಸದ್ಯಾಯಃ ಅಥವಸ್ಯ ಪದಂ ಭೋಜ ಮಕರಂದಾಲಿಹಂ ಸತಂ ಕಿಂ ಮನ್ಯೈರ್ ಅಸತ್ ಅಲಾಪೈರ್ ಆಯುಷೋ ಯಾರಸದ್ಯಾಯಃ
unnecessary waste of life.
Translated and prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? Kindly repeat after me. The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? Purport. Lord Krishna and His devotees are both on the transcendental plane. Therefore, the topics of Lord Krishna and of His pure devotees are equally good. The battle of Kurukshetra is full of politics and diplomacy, but because the topics are related with Lord Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita is therefore adored all over the world. There is no need to eradicate politics, economics, sociology, etc., which are mundane to the mundaners. To a pure devotee who is actually related with the Lord, such mundane things are transcendental if dovetailed with the Lord or with His pure devotees. We have heard and talked about the activities of the Pandavas, and we are now dealing with the topics of Maharaj Parikshit. But because all these topics are related to the Lord Sri Krishna, they are all transcendental, and pure devotees have great interest in hearing them. We have already discussed this matter in connection with the prayers of Bhishmadev. Our duration of life is not very long, and there is no certainty of when we shall be ordered to leave everything for the next stage. Thus, it is our duty to see that not a moment of our life is wasted in topics which are not related with Lord Krishna. Any topic, however pleasant, is not worth hearing if it is devoid of its relation to Krishna. The spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, is shaped like the world of a lotus flower. Even when the Lord descends to any one of the mundane planets, He does so by manifesting His own abode as it is. Thus, His feet remain always on the same big world of the lotus flower. His feet are also as beautiful as the lotus flower. Therefore, it is said that Lord Krishna has lotus feet. A living being is eternal by constitution. He is, so to speak, in the whirlpool of birth and death due to his contact with material energy. Freed from such material energy, a living entity is liberated and is eligible to return home back to Godhead.
those who want to live forever without changing their material bodies should not waste valuable time with topics other than those relating to Lord Krishna and his devotees. Jai Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Jai Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. Jai Sri Sri Giri Govardhan ki. Atabasya padam boja ma karanda liham satam kim manyair asad alapair ayusho yat asat vyayaha. The devotees of the Lord are accustomed to licking up the honey available from the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the use of topics which simply waste one's valuable life? So this is a very important message for all of us, especially on a day like Janmashtami. So naturally, all of you who have come as early as 4:30 this morning to attend Mangalarati, and those of you who are coming now to have darshan of the Lord, this instruction is very befitting in that it is emphasizing the need and the importance to keep always our very close connection with the Lord. Krishna katha srinvatam swakatha krishna punya stravana kirtana rijanta stoyabhadrani vidunoti surit satam. Satam, this word is used here also. There is sat and there is asat. Sat means in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Sat is also referred to in Sanskrit as nitya. Nitya. Nitya lila. Actually, the appearance of the Lord is part of his nitya lila, eternal pastimes. This purport is very nicely reminding us of our primary duty and responsibility in life, is to actually prepare ourselves to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada explains here that what is the qualification to go back to Krishna's abode? That qualification is to be increasingly in association with the Lord. What prevents us from being in constant association with the Lord? It is our connection and our attachment to this material world, particularly to our material mind and our material senses. Krishna explains very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita, Namai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana sastrani indriyani prakriti stanim karsati. In one purport, the prophet explains karsati. The word karsati is very important. It means hard struggle for existence. All of us who have come to this material world, especially in Kali Yuga, very, very difficult place, very difficult period. In Kali Yuga especially, majority of people are simply completely absorbed and conditioned by their material mind and senses. So here, the secret of how to become detached from our material mind and our material senses is especially to be hearing about topics of the Lord. Whatever we hear, whatever we speak, whatever activity we perform should be in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So this is why the Lord comes in this material world. He comes actually many, many times. Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. Anantarupam. The Lord has unlimited forms. He takes on unlimited forms to perform various activities. And the prime reason, the prime objective of the Lord's coming in the material world is to attract the living entities, to attract us back to our original position, our eternal abode, where we can be engaged eternally, happily, in the Lord's devotional service. So although the Lord comes in many, many incarnations, His original incarnation, incarnation means avatar, avatar, unlimited avatars. In the Bhagavatam, in the Vedic literatures, it describes that the number of incarnations are like the waves in the ocean. We cannot count, unlimited. But amongst all of the incarnations, actually Krishna, He is not actually avatar. He is known as avatari. Avatari means He is the source of all of the incarnations. So of all of the incarnations who come in this material world, that original personality of Godhead Krishna is actually the most attractive. Why is the Lord the most attractive? Because His activities, His activities are of such a nature that they attract all different types of living entities. The special feature of Lord Krishna is that He is able to awaken the loving propensity which is existing there in all of His devotees. Lord Krishna, He is actually the master of all different types of relationships. He is Rasaraj. He is able to evoke the different natural relationships of His devotees. All of us actually have an eternal, personal, loving relationship with the Lord. And so when Krishna comes in His transcendental form as Shyamasundara, He is able to display in Vrindavan, beginning from Vrindavan, then Mathura and Dwarka, He brings many of His associates from the spiritual world. He brings many living entities, demigods also, and He thus gives an opportunity to those who are still conditioned in this material world to come in contact with His devotees and to come in contact with Him also. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is a very important personality in our sampradaya. He is actually none different from Lord Krishna, and He has descended in this age of Kali to actually give us the simple and sublime process by which we can very easily become connected with the Lord. And of course that simple and easy process is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because the Lord is fully, completely transcendental. We can only associate with the Lord when we also take up transcendental activities, especially in the matter of vibrating the transcendental sound vibration of His holy name. This is actually the guaranteed and assured process by which one can be always linked and connected with the Lord. So, specifically here it is mentioned how we should be very cautious in the topics that we discuss. Topics which are not in relation, that is called one of our acharyas, Goswamis, Srila Rupa Goswami, mentions about what is called gramya katha. Gramya katha. Gramya katha means ordinary speech, ordinary talks. We should be always be guarding ourselves that whatever we are speaking is in relation with the Supreme Lord. So, Lord Chaitanya has also very nicely advised asat sanga tyaga a Vaishnava achar. Asat sanga tyaga. Tyaga means to give up, to renounce. We should give up anything which is asat, means of a temporary nature. So the founder of Acharya of our ISKCON society, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, has actually performed a very wonderful miracle. His miracle is that whereas previously on days like today, on the day of Janmashtami, only the very fortunate souls of Bharatvarsha of India were able to take darshan of Krishna. That is the special feature of India since time immemorial. Actually, Krishna has chosen this particular place on the planet, Bharatvarsha, to appear and to perform His various pastimes. And therefore, those who are residents of India have always had this great fortune, like all of you today, taking the opportunity to come and take darshan of the Lord. But those outside of India, such as myself, for example, from Canada and other countries, up until recently never had this opportunity. So Srila Prabhupada, by His causeless mercy, being a pure devotee of the Lord, understanding the desire of Krishna, understanding the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has very wonderfully introduced, established so many temples of Radha and Krishna outside of India. Something that was, practically speaking, unthinkable, unheard of, and unknown just a few years ago. So, in this way, what is taking place today in so many temples in India, where people are lining up, as is happening right now, and will continue to line up actually till this evening when we will be celebrating at midnight the Abhishek ceremony, the appearance of the Lord. Now, not only in India, but in all the different countries of the world where we have Radha and Krishna temples, so many living entities are getting this opportunity to take darshan of the Lord. Simply to take darshan of Krishna, one gets immense benefit. That benefit that the Lord is bestowing, that He desires to bestow, to give, is actually not only available on Janmashtami. The Lord actually is anxious to appear within our hearts every single day of the year, not only once a year. Krishna chooses a particular day to appear, but actually when we take up the process which He recommends, the process of devotional service, especially in the matter of chanting the holy name, then the Lord actually can appear within our heart every single day of the year, every moment of every day. That is actually the position of the advanced devotees of the Lord. All of us are actually meant to become advanced devotees. Advanced devotees means one who is able to maintain or keep that link and connection with the Lord. So because we cannot always come to the temple to have darshan, now we're living in such a busy world that some people cannot come on a daily basis. I mean, previously one would go to a temple every day to have darshan. Nowadays it's very difficult. We have a few fortunate souls here in Secunderabad who do come for darshan every day, but very few. Fortunately, there are many festivals during the year, the foremost being Janmashtami. Nowadays, our world has become so busy, everyone has become so busy, unfortunately, mostly with material activities, that sometimes one can only come once a year to have darshan. It's true. Actually, we have a nice temple in Indonesia near Jakarta. It is actually in the mountains, very touristic place. It is called Puncak, and very beautiful deities of Radha Govinda, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, and of course there are many Indian families in Jakarta, but many of them only once a year they actually get to come, because it's actually quite actually not that far, maybe 70 or 80 kilometers, but many people, especially on the weekends, they go. It's a very touristic place. So because it is not due to our various situations and circumstances, not always possible to come every day to have darshan of the Lord. But we can have darshan of the Lord every single day simply by especially taking up to the chanting of the holy name. It is nicely explained. There are 9 processes of devotional service, beginning with sravanam, kirtanam, sravanam, hearing, and kirtanam, speaking or chanting the holy name of the Lord. If one is nicely applying this process of sravanam and kirtanam, then very easily, very naturally, Vishnu smaranam, one will be able to remember the Lord. So actually, that is the perfection of life, Ante Narayana Smriti, that at the end of our life, we should have conducted our activities in such a way that very easily we will be able to remember Narayan or Krishna. If we are able to remember Vishnu, Narayan, Krishna, then it is guaranteed that we are going back to Goloka Vrindavan. So today we have this wonderful opportunity to remember Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna means Vrindavan, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He never sets foot outside of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham, as nicely explained here by Srila Prabhupada, is actually in the shape of a lotus flower. Krishna and his devotees perform wonderful activities, yeah, in different petals of that lotus flower. this transcendental abode of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan, is actually in the topmost position in the spiritual world, and that is the abode of the Lord on which we are meant to meditate. That is the abode whereby when we conduct our activities nicely, properly, in this material world, we become gradually more and more qualified to go back to the spiritual world. But Krishna is so wonderful that even though we are still here in the material world, we are still separated from the original Goloka Vrindavan, he gives that process of bhakti or devotional service by which even while we are here in the material world, we can actually be experiencing what is going on in the spiritual world. Actually, every single day in the spiritual world, the devotees, why every single day, every single moment, Krishna, he is giving that opportunity for all the residents of Goloka Vrindavan to associate with him very, very intimately. This same association, this same opportunity, because the Lord, when he descends in the material world, the different forms that he assumes, the different pastimes that he performs, he is so kind that through his archa vigraha, through the murti form of the Lord, we can get the same benefit as associating with the Lord in the spiritual world. So this is the special mercy of the Lord, that he, although we have forgotten him, and that is our big mistake. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the greatest blunder, we could say, the greatest sinful activity of all living entities is to have forgotten Krishna, is to have taken a decision to leave the association of Krishna. Such such a very unfortunate decision that we have taken, the result of which we have come in this material world and are suffering in so many ways because of our disconnection with the Lord. But Krishna, although we forget him, he never forgets his loving servants. We are actually his eternal servants. Simply we have somehow or other chosen to forget him. But Krishna does not forget us. It is like sometimes people, they go to prison because of some bad activity. Material world actually is compared to a prison house, very big prison. So many times when people go to prison, their friends and their relatives, they forget about them. You know, who likes to go to prison? You know, prison is like very, you know, one's moral, you know, one's consciousness comes down, because it's not a very, prison house is not a very happy place, right? Everybody's sad in the prison. But Krishna, because he is so affectionate, he is so dear to his devotees, that he even comes in the prison. I mean, Krishna was born in the prison. What to speak of visiting a prison, Krishna chose to appear in the prison of Kamsa in Mathura. These are the transcendental, sometimes very difficult to understand pastimes of the Lord. But Krishna explains, as in the Bhagavad Gita, those who are able to understand janma karma samidibhyam evam javati tatvataha chakradiham punar janma naitimam eti sarjuna, those who are able to appreciate these transcendental pastimes of mind, Krishna explains, then one becomes qualified to actually no longer have to take birth again in this material world. So this wonderful opportunity is given to all of us whenever we just like, even just a simple darshan of the Lord, even once chanting the holy name of the Lord, even once hearing one shloka, or one verse of one shloka, or even one word of one verse of one shloka from the Srimad Bhagavatam, is sufficient to begin the process by which we can again reinstate ourselves in our eternal position. So Krishna is very kind. He comes many, many times, through many incarnations, simply for the sole purpose. We sometimes think that we are anxious to go back to the spiritual world. Krishna is 1,000 times more anxious than we are to have us come back and return to the spiritual world. And Krishna is also so kind that even we make one small little step towards Him, He is ready to make 100 steps towards us. So therefore, we should be ever thankful to the Lord for giving us so many opportunities to see, even in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is that special period, historical period that Krishna gives. He allows Kali Yuga, allows the living entities to practically completely forget Him. But even He comes in Kali Yuga, and He comes especially at this particular time, after Lord Krishna appears in Dwapara Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He comes to give us the process of Harinam Sankirtan. So all of us today should, on Janmashtami, we generally minimize our material activities. We minimize the devotees, those who are more committed devotees are invited and requested actually to fast the whole day so that we can give more time to hearing about the Lord, to chanting the Lord's, to chant the Lord's holy name, to read about His various pastimes, and also since yesterday, probably since a few days now, many of our devotees and congregational members have been working very hard actually to prepare various activities, to especially decorate the temple, all of our temples around the world are very nicely decorated on this special day of Krishna Janmashtami. So although we'll get an opportunity later on to speak again in the evening, we would like to thank all of our devotees and all of our congregational members for being part of this ISKCON Secunderabad temple, be part of this community. Please take advantage of the presence of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, the Lord in the form, or as described or as known as Radha Gopinath, is especially helping us, all of us, to remember how dear is the Lord to the residents of Vrindavan, in particular the gopis of Vrindavan. So in this way, the Lord is known as Radha Madana Mohan. He is Radha Madana Mohan in Hyderabad and Radha Gopinath in Secunderabad. They're all different sentiments and emotions of the Lord, which, as we mentioned earlier, are simply meant to attract all of us to engage nicely in the Lord's devotional service. So once again, thank you very much for coming. I think the temple will be open most of the day. Yeah, 1 hour or something is... 1 hour. What time is that? Okay, depending. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki, Jai Sri Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki, Jai Sri Krishna Janmashtami ki, Gaura Premanandi.
Thank you.